Okay, so I've got back to doing some portraits back at sort of home studio. I've been working this year mostly on a big sort of commercial project, painting project down at the Long Eaton studio. So it's nice to sort of get back and do something a little bit more kind of measured. Commercial work sort of tends to be kind of fast and furious, when sort of what I'm doing at the moment is a lot more sort of considered in terms of just the time that I've got to actually kind of paint and then muse and then paint, which is kind of how I prefer to work. So I'm doing a black and white portrait at the moment, which is based on a snapshot photo that's been supplied to me by the client. And it's kind of quite a nice image, this one. It reminds me of stuff that I was doing at university all those many, many years ago, except that I was kind of tending to work mostly with crosshatched pencil and ink to build up images like this, which tended to kind of create a kind of process distance between the sort of viewer in the image, whereas this is kind of a lot sharper. It's a lot more sort of traditional sort of painting style, except done in black and white, which I'm discovering is a little bit more complicated than I originally thought. You kind of tend to assume that, you know, removing colour choices from a painting, that it would kind of make the whole thing a lot simpler to do. But what I'm finding is that a lot of the decision making as you kind of as you're working, the process of actually, like, you know, laying down colour and tone and making those sort of decisions is a lot more critical. You kind of got to really focus on getting these things kind of right, and working, you know, really on a really sort of subtle level. I mean, just the tonal values that I've got going on at the moment are quite, you know, quite nice, and but they need a lot more refinement. And this is what I'm finding oftentimes with other portraits. You kind of, I don't like to say you get away with stuff, but to me, I just notice with the process of painting it that that a lot of those sort of tonal values have to be a lot more considered and a lot more worked as well. So yeah, interesting little piece. Hopefully the client's gonna really like it. I've been referring loosely, as I have done over the years, with a painter that I've really enjoyed called Gerhard Richter, who a big chunk of his work has been about working from photos and painting photos of various scenes and. But he tends to obscure those paintings. He tends to sort of paint them up, I guess, as I'm doing, but then disturb the surface, so almost like creating like a blur, which kind of sets the viewer back from the photo. So it kind of like creates a film, a little bit like as I was doing with my sort of cross-hatching, but he sort of has a very different kind of purpose in mind for what he's doing with that. So I'm not doing that. I'm kind of like leaving this nice and sharp and crisp. And yeah, it's going to be a nice piece. It's going to be a nice piece. I'm enjoying doing it. But as I say, yeah, more complicated than I thought. There's a lot of fine detail in this as well, which always adds a lot of time into it. So that plus the sort of much more sort of delicate tonal balances I'm having to achieve is making it a slightly longer process than I was originally hoping. But it's horses for courses, you know. It's at the end of the day, with an image like this, you're sort of like you're starting to do it for the love of painting again, which again, the commercial work, you sort of tend to sort of bosh it through and you don't really have time to really appreciate what you're doing. Whereas with something like this, I like to really sort of focus and hopefully give the client something really nice. So that's been my week so far. Hopefully I can get some sort of an image off to the client.